I understood that from the beginning. Don't try to change it. I guess that helped me keep it going all those years. I never worried about what everybody else was serving or doing. I just kept going. But we were always improving. The immigrants here, I guess, way to bring in income was to operate neighborhood grocery stores. That start right there helped my uncle purchase other properties. So that's how he got his start. The opera music started with my uncle, mainly because he was old school Italian and that's all he knew. When my dad took over, he expanded it into classical.
This building has as much historical value to it as the cathedral does. It's top ranked historical value.
When my dad took sick, I thought I'd finish out my term in the service and go in and help him out, let him sort of back off on retirement. There really was no other should I or shouldn't I, because my wife even told me you shouldn't. But I said, no, I wanted to keep it in the family.
Because this business was not a real big money maker down here. It's hard to keep this place the same as it is, you know, without change.
When I took over, we would chip an ice for an ice pick. The ice would be delivered in 100-pound blocks, and you'd have to go out there and chip out a quarter of it, then bring it in a block to the ice pens and then chip it down. You'd have to go into work an hour or so earlier just to get the ice ready. When I put in air conditioning in the 80s, that was probably the biggest step after the ice machine.
86, we made the reception area out of an apartment actually that I lived in for a few years before I moved out to Metairie. Originally, it was the family's apartment.
Friday afternoons were, you know, always busy with a lot of locals. We had a group of teachers that came in every Friday, sat in the same spot, drank the same beer, you know, every Friday. I think the 70s was the sort of changeover between the quarter being a neighborhood and now becoming a tourist attraction. I just noticed it more and more as the years went by from my initial 71 takeover.
People that had traveled in Europe told me that it was just so much like a European establishment, you know.
But even to today, you'll see the tourists and the locals mingle a lot. I think the local attraction has come back, and it's not an older crowd, it's a younger crowd. And they appreciate the way the place is run. When it's all done and I don't really have to do anything anymore, I can say, well, then I'll say I'll retire. But right now, you know, it's still coming here every day. I still feel like it's my place, you know. And I mean, I'll pick up napkins off the floor and I'll straighten this out. It's just what I've been doing for over 40 years. And there's very few places that aren't stiff. You don't have to be pretentious or anything here.